The message of today is peace be with you. This is the greeting to you today. This was the message of Jesus to the disciples as well. It was also having a surprising question to those who were with Jesus that time. One interesting question was that, how can they understand the greeting in locked room? The point is that the disciples who were there with fear and with much confusion since the arrest of Jesus. The second question was, shall we really go out in such freedom we used to have without the Master? Today, on the second Sunday of Easter, is that we are in continuity of joy. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That's the joy of victory with contagious spirit to shout that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. It's not for the one day, it's the whole life. In most of the cities, during that time of Easter, here in Toronto, roads and streets and other cities were empty, and around the globe as well. Easter is the turning point and the cornerstone of Christian faith. On Easter, the day the streets were empty of cars and pedestrians. We were blessed that we received the good news like any other privileged followers of Jesus. We do all believe in death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we recall and revisit the journey, sometimes on Ash Wednesday, when we were given a mark. On Palm Sunday, when the Prince of Peace entered the streets of Jerusalem triumphantly. And Good Friday, he said, it is done. On Easter, he said, peace be with you. Therefore, with Easter, we had good time to reflect about our relationship with our God again, his love to the world as well. Why Easter is really important to us as Christians. Somewhere on Last Supper and other places, it was Passover. Both holidays are about the death and resurrection in the new life. On the reading of this morning, either in the book of Acts and Gospel, we will share about the Easter event. Peter did not stop telling the Israelites to remember that who was crucified was raised up by God the Father. Mary Magdalene and a couple other disciples had seen the empty tomb. They witnessed about that. I'm sure they all had mixed feeling. Either Christ's body was stolen, or soldiers might be responsible in order to finish the story of Jesus of Nazareth. This happened to them it can happen to us as well. Therefore, the story did not stop. 2,000 years ago, already, he is alive. Mary had actually encountered the risen Lord out in the cemetery garden. We always figure out about the cemetery in that time. It is in the form of today, is a question that we can ask ourselves. Perhaps those who visited Israel today can have an idea how the cemetery of that time looked like. In Jewish culture and the time as well. We read that later on Easter evening, Jesus appeared to the disciples who were hung down in the house with the door locked. Some with much fear and will be their future about Jesus' death. It was really a very big question. They could be marginalized in their society. The second is that they were hiding because of the Jews and the authority of their time. So the good side of it, there is still hope. There is still hope, really. They could recall his metaphorical message of the body and the temple that to be rebuilt after 3 days. Jesus Christ, in his teaching, was simple, with a lot of example. Frankly, he should be more clear and straightforward. He had his own reason as Son of God. He loved his disciples and his community as well. To be locked inside, most of us, if not those whole world, can remind us the time when we were locked in rooms during the pandemic. No one can forget that. To be in your room, to be in your house. We can also remember it sometimes to those who lived in town war areas. Myself, I come from Africa, especially in East Africa. I remember a friend of mine told me about the story of a surviving family. His family, brothers and sisters, were locked in a room and were told that at 10 a.m. there will be judgment. Suddenly, a strange man of God picked them up at 9 a.m. for a safe place. That's how they survived. But the good news of Jesus' resurrection was that he was able to get through those locked doors and appear to them. There were no digital technology at that time. With phones, no social media as well to spread the good news. He is alive. Some did not believe. We learned about Thomas. Thomas had not been there when Jesus appeared. When he got back to the house, the other disciple told him what happened, but Thomas did not believe in them. Yet, they had all been through a horrific injustice and violence. Mostly, they were looking for everlasting Messiah for the judgment. Yet they loved their beloved leader. But even though Jesus was able to breathe the Holy Spirit of peace into the troubled hearts, let's just reflect on the meaning of doubt, either in my culture or in the Western culture as well. It has some effect always. Why doubting? Just believe. Maybe the reason he was gone when Jesus appeared is because he was the one who was most willing to risk going out into danger to buy some much needed groceries. That time there was no malls, no ferries, no metro as well to make easy things. Maybe he was generous and kindly sacrificial that way. Probably Thomas might be the one who was most able to do some kind of work, making ends meet, like Paul making tents. Probably Thomas was the bravest of the disciples, almost foolhardy, almost stubborn. Maybe he just did not believe the risk was as great as others thought. After all, he and other disciples could not stay in behind, hiding forever. However, eventually they have to come out of hiding and return to different places. Life would have gone on. This gospel is really very clear after Mary and other women told Jesus' disciples that they had seen the Lord. The disciples did not really believe by the evening of that day. The disciples are behind looking for them. Jesus comes suddenly and stand among them, said, "Peace be with you." The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, but in their joy, not one of them apologizes for his behavior over the last few days. It's really challenging. Instead, Jesus, who speaks the first words, and just as was the case of the sound of God's voice in creation, the sound of Jesus' sound creates smooth, wonderful, and new words. Peace be with you. This is not a wish or a hope. It is a gift of them, potentially the peace in its fullness in troubled time. If people give them peace as greeting of morning, it's so meaningful. In different places, they say peace. In other places, they say shalom. In other places, there's iron. In other places, they say salam. In my mother tongue, we say amahoro. This is my language. the disciples could only begin to realize that was the whole point of what Jesus had just been through. Jesus' death on the cross was to reestablish the peace between God and his people, shattered when we first sinned. Sin will always stand as separation, conflict between two parties. And sin will live for our own, not for others. And sin, we cannot be in harmony with others. Therefore, by taking our sin to the cross, Christ removed the separation and reconciled us to God, bringing us back into peace with him. The whole scene repeats a week later when Thomas at last is with the disciples' doors, still locked, but Jesus comes again. He speaks the same words, "Peace be with you," without complaint. Jesus encouraging Thomas to touch and see the wounds. Do not doubt, but believe. Even if we live in different contexts, 2,000 years ago, the first Easter, as church and community, we still think and struggle with the doubt, like Thomas and others. Jesus is reminding us, just believe. We are no more in the locked room. The tomb is empty. Jesus' greeting was with more care and compassion. No more fear. May his peace be and feel in you, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. No more fear. Jesus is risen, and he's risen indeed. We need to trust God in every circumstances. God deserves it to be trusted and believed. For Jesus' locked doors are not a problem for him. If the grave could hold him, it did not. So there's also believed and trust him. The word comes to you and to me today with exactly the same power as it came to those first disciples on first Easter and to Thomas a week later. Christ, the Son of God, by believing, you may have life in his name. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.